remain squarely within the Christmas season, with Epiphany still several days away. Activities remain on display, and we continue to sing beloved Christmas carols that proclaim the good news of Emmanuel, God with us. Images of mangers and shepherds and angels and a baby wrapped in bands of cloth continue to dance in our imaginations. It is still Christmas. But today our gospel lesson sounds a discordant note in the midst of our Christmas celebration. Today the Gospel of Matthew tells us the story of what happens when the established powers of our world feel threatened by the coming of God's love in the flesh. Matthew portrays for us just how unyielding and merciless and cruel the response of the world's powers can be when their legitimacy is called into question by the unguarded vulnerability of God's love, given in the form of a defenseless child. Matthew lays bare for us the ways of worldly power, removing its veneer of civility and showing us its violent, beating heart. Most of us are fortunate. We're fortunate in that a story like this one remains foreign to our experience, distant from the way that we experience the world. Our circumstances serve to insulate us, at least to some degree and most of the time, from the kinds of violence and cruelty that those who live in war-torn locales or those who live under repressive political regimes see regularly. We learn about situations like this secondhand through our news feeds, but we're often sheltered from the brutal immediacy of their effects. It really does feel out of place to bring this story from Matthew into our Christmas celebration, and that's largely because of how shielded we are from just how ordinary a story like this is in our world. Please, please don't mistake me. Herod's actions are indescribably evil, and the whole situation that Matthew depicts for us is beyond tragic. But we continue to live in a world where the indescribably evil is a commonplace. People are victimized by war and violence. People suffer in abject poverty. Whole populations are exploited by the greed of a few every single day in our world. Maybe the most shocking part of all of this is just how accustomed we are to hearing stories like this, and just how quickly we can move on after hearing them. I know this is a difficult story, and these are difficult words that don't sit well with this season. I hear and feel just how jarring and unsettling these are, how these words seem to deny the very good news of great joy that we proclaim and celebrate during Christmas. But Matthew is not trying to undermine the importance of Jesus coming to the world. He's trying to highlight it. Matthew is underscoring for us that it is to a world beset by violence perpetrated against those who are helpless, a world in which power is hoarded by the few in order to dominate the many. It is to that kind of world that Jesus comes. To a world in which unimaginable horrors like the one we read about today in Matthew are commonplace. to that world. God comes in the unguarded vulnerability of a helpless child. That is the heart of the good news that Matthew has for us today. Yes, Jesus came into a broken and violent world. And yes, we continue to live in a broken and too often violent world. But to a world such as this, Jesus came. And He continues to come to a world like this. To a world in which power is defined as domination, Jesus comes showing the power of vulnerable, suffering love. The good news of great joy that we proclaim during Christmastide is not overcome by the numberless tragedies perpetrated by the powers of the world. The good news of God's unguarded love meets us in the tragedies, gathering us in, weeping with those who weep, and holding those who can't be consoled. The unguarded love of God, born as a vulnerable child into a broken world, unmasks the powers of this world, showing them to be counterfeits, ultimately unable to achieve their purposes. Despite Herod's resistance, his utter cruelty, and his very best efforts, the child he sought is delivered from his grasp. When confronted by God's vulnerable love, the Herods of this world may rage and lash out, but they cannot overcome the unguarded love of God. Coming as it does in the middle of our Christmas celebration, today's gospel lesson tethers the good news of great joy of the Christmas story firmly to this world that we know so well. God's love, God's gift to us in Jesus Christ, isn't meant for a sanitized and sentimentalized reality, devoid of the hardships and suffering that we all know come from living in a broken world. The good news of Jesus' birth is for this world in all its brokenness. It's for the inconsolable mothers. It's for those struggling to survive under repressive regimes and crushing poverty. It's for those terrorized by violence. It's for those preyed upon by the powers of the world. In short, it's for all of us and for this world that we know so well. The good news of God's love for this world does not erase the tragedies. It doesn't erase the tragedy of the story in Matthew of Herod's mass murder. And it doesn't erase the endless tragedies of our time. But it does show us how God, in the midst of those tragedies, remains present and active, guiding God's people and working out God's purposes in the world, despite the resistance of the world's powers. Here's how one biblical interpreter puts it. There's nothing sentimental about Matthew's Christmas story. It is set in the turbulence and terror of a violent history. Tyrants kill children, and families flee in the middle of the night. No shepherds come to see the wonder, and no heavenly choir sings. Instead, there is a provident God over all who guides a devout, compassionate, dreaming, and trusting father so that a child will be able to grow to become the Savior of his people and of generations to come. Today's text from Matthew does not negate our celebrations of this season. It grounds our celebrations in our world and makes it available to those for whom the tragedy of this text sounds and feels familiar. It reminds us that it is to victims and refugees that Jesus came. Indeed, it is as a victim and refugee that Jesus came. And it shows us that God's love and God's providential care are active and available in every circumstance and cannot be overcome. Friends, this is good news of great joy for us and for everyone. Amen.